Slade approached the glass and glowered. His piercing green eyes practically melted the glass. The wolf couldn't see them through the glass, but could smell, and now with the open intercom, hear them. His menacing snarl reverberated around the room, sending a chill down Cricket's spine.
"Looks like he's way out of my league."
"You might be right," said Warner. The fierce wolf shifted to human form and pressed his face against the glass. Naked, raw, untamed. His uncombed thick hair and unkempt beard gave him a look of madness. His fangs and claws remained out. Even so, he was handsome, hot as hell.
"Who's speaking?"
he asked, his breath fogging up the glass.
"Riley, Prince Slade, we are here to help."
"Not you."
He sniffed the air.
"The other woman."
He towered over Warner. Slade had to be at least 6'5", with a muscular frame that threatened quick defeat of any challenger. Cricket swallowed.
Dr.
Warner cut her off.
"Cricket is here to help."
Slade laughed.
"Another Omega."
Riley glared at Warner.
"What does he mean, another Omega?"
"While detaining him in Europe, we had an Omega try to keep him calm, but..."
He sighed.
Riley's tone hardened.
"Speak, doctor."
"The prince bit his ear off."
Slade snarled.
"He probably deserved it."
Cricket's hands felt for her perfectly good earlobes.
"Not cool."
She stared at the muscular alpha, bearing recent bruises, bite marks, and gashes. The werewolf behavior equivalent of a human on crystal meth.
"Did it take a pack of alphas to get him here?"
Her fingers ached to tenderly touch and heal each wound.